بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. عن ابن عباس رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: من لزم الاستغفار جعل الله له من كل ضيق مخرجا ومن كل هم فرجا ورزقه من حيث لا يحتسب. رواه أبو داود. The hadith that we read yesterday, further from that, that adab, respect, etc. that we should keep, and also the reading durood on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, seeking forgiveness from Allah Ta'ala, that must be quite manifest and evident also in all our talks. And in there also in our writing, that for example, after Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's name, to write S-A-W, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ulama have written that that is also disrespect. We should write it out in full. And especially on paper, it comes clearly in the hadith, as long as Durood Sharif is written there, a person gets the reward of it as long as it is written. In fact, there is encouragement of just writing Durood in a kitab and keeping that kitab safe, and hopefully that we tell the people who are after us that they must keep this kitab also safe. As long as the durood is written in there, this person gets the benefit of it all the time. So that also we should keep in mind. And when writing in Arabic, especially on the computers, etc., sometimes we write sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Arabic, but so small that it cannot be read also. We should not shy away from this. To say sallallahu alaihi wasallam should be a great honor and a great a source of great joy for us. We should not try and just avoid it. Or, for example, we just write in Arabic or Urdu the letter Sa'd, which meaning sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that also is not right. We should write it out in full, and also with the name of Allah Ta'ala, to have respect for Allah Ta'ala. We see in the talks of the Buzurg, always Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. And they would say it, they would stretch it and say it with feeling, not just pass it off very quickly. So these are all very great aspects which makes one's talks, etc., also very valuable, and by this the actual barakat comes. And perhaps we have not understood it, but the enemy has understood it, and they try and avoid this completely. As mentioned, as the universities, etc., they discourage and they in fact prohibit writing out sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that this is, na'uzu billah, it is waste of time and paper, and so it should not be written. So we should realize the value of these things. They might seem very small and trivial, but really they are very great and big. We see with Hazrat Maulana Shah Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, that for example, we just say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would always say sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And many times sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, including the family of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also. And Qari Muhammad Tayyib Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, in his bayan, always he should say, when he say reads Durood Sharif, he would say it in such a way that he draws everyone to read Durood as well, together with him. And when this is done, in fact it is narrated that how many ulama like this were forgiven just when they, for example, asked people to read Durood Sharif or to repeat a durood, that just on that Allah Ta'ala had forgiven them. So in all our talks, whether it is our personal talks also, we quote a hadith, etc., we should not be shy to say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we should say it out in full with the name of Allah Ta'ala, with the names of the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum. Hazrat Maulana Hussain Ahmad Madani rahmatullah alayhi used to say that the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, their ihsan, their favors upon us are so great that they have protected deen, preserved deen, and then they have propagated it and they have sent it down to us. So they have got great, great favors. So he should say, like if one Sahabi narrates, Hazrat Abu Huraira radiyallahu anhu, and he should say, ad wa anhum, every time, not only for the one Sahabi who is narrating the hadith, but for all the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, because they have got great, great favors upon us. In this hadith, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma wa anhum, says that qala rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabiyye Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, man lazim al istighfar, a person who makes istighfar compulsory upon him, which the ulama have explained that a person who reads in abundance istighfar continuously, this is what we call taqiyya kalam, which he repeats all the time, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, that it is always with him. And this is very, very important for us, and really the people who make istighfar in abundance are really those people who hardly got guna upon them. And unfortunately, we who have got so many gunas on us, but we don't make istighfar. It is like we are just writing out checks and we're not depositing any money in our account. How long will the bank manager carry us? So we are just committing gunas and we are not making istighfar. We should make istighfar in great abundance. So a person who does this, who makes a lot of istighfar and at least 100 times a day, جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لَهُ مِنْ كُلِّ ذِيقٍ مَخْرَجًا, Allah Ta'ala will make for him from every difficulty a way out. Here the ulama have written that the word kul comes that from all difficulties. And there in that they have included the difficulties of the akhirat also. All difficulties of this dunya also. Whether they may be financial problems, health problems, social problems, domestic problems, whatever it can be, and the difficulties of the akhirat also. And also, as it comes clearly in the hadith, a person who will find a lot of istighfar in his record of deeds on the day of Qiyamah will be very, very fortunate, and great favors have been mentioned for him. So yeah, it will help him from all the difficulties, and the difficulties of the year after the qabr, the day of Qiyamah, are very, very severe. So by a wonderful, easy act of making istighfar, and the ulama also have written, with the completion of istighfar, and that is tawbah. Istighfar literally means for the past sins we ask forgiveness. And that what we call tawbah is completed when we resolve that we will not commit that sin again in the future. So Allah will save him from all difficulties. وَمِنْ كُلِّ هَمِّنْ فَرَجًا, and from every source of worry, from every source of concern, Allah will give him an opening. Yeah, the ulama have written that the source of that worry, a person gets worried, not only Allah will take away the worry, but the thing that is causing him that worry, that also Allah will take away. So now he won't have that worry also anymore. He won't have that deep anxiety and that feeling of what's going to happen to me, etc. The very cause of it, Allah Ta'ala will take away. And this is all on the great barakat of istighfar. وَرَزَّقَهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ, and Allah will give him rosy from sources that he does not know. Allah will open up such roads for him of rosy. This is also on istighfar. On the other side, we should understand our perhaps only enemy is our sins. Our sins are not, our enemies are not any nation or not any country, but it is our sins. They cause all our problems. And to remove the sins, Allah has given us tawbah and istighfar. So tawbah and istighfar, on the other hand, is the solution to all our problems. Sins are the causes of all our problems. Tawbah istighfar is the solution to all our problems. But our problem is we commit sins left, right and center and hardly make tawbah and istighfar. Hardly the words of it come on our tongue. And to make seriously tawbah istighfar is very far from us. We don't think of our sins and to make tawbah istighfar. And really that is the solution to our problems. May Allah give us the tawfiq to think about our sins. Many times we just overlook also our sins. We don't check them properly. But it is very important that we see what are in our sins. If an example of this is like a person who has to check when he makes payments and he just gives it a cursory glance and he signs it, it's all right. But if he has to check it properly, he might pick up many things. So our own concern in our lives, our public life, private life, our akhlaq, our ibadah, all the rights of other people, financial matters, we should check all these things and really think of it carefully And then we will see that we do have to make a lot of tawbah and istighfar. And when we do it, inshallah, we will get our solution. Wa akhiru da'wana.